This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. So here's another living in the future story for you. Skype and its corporate parent Microsoft are going to unveil a live translation service later this year. You have a conversation with somebody in another language, and a moment later, there is the translation. The business opportunities, as they say, are endless. Dan Bobkoff reports.
Star Trek had a universal translator to decipher alien languages. The professor in Futurama built one, too.
So far, it only translates into an incomprehensible dead language.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Crazy gibberish.
But now, this kind of thing is a reality.
Hello, Diana. How are you doing?
Hallo, Diana. Wie dir es geht?
That's Microsoft's Gurdeep Singh Paul demonstrating Skype translator with his German colleague at the Code conference this week.
Yeah, well, I think it has some syntax problems, but it's good.
Alice Lurie teaches at the University of South Carolina's Darla Moore School of Business and speaks German. She passed the phone to her colleague Ken Erickson, a business anthropologist at the school, who was a bit more skeptical.
It lulls you into a sense of comfort where you should be, not so comfortable.
A lot can get lost in translation in international business. Erickson says Skype Translator might be useful for simple things like scheduling a meeting, but
if you want to negotiate a contract, you'd better not rely on something like this.
Microsoft admits the technology is still not ready for prime time. Raul Castagnon of the Yankee Group thinks it will eventually be huge for business.
Well, the way it makes more sense to introduce the technology is through consumer applications.
So we get to play with it first. I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.
Ich bin Dan Bobkoff für Marktplatz.